Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life.
Welcome to The Questions, episode 621.
Today, we hear from Jeannie, who asks,
I've noticed that in fiction, media rarely plays a role. Other than Rita Skeeter in Harry Potter, ISN in Babylon 5, and occasionally in Heinlein books, I can't think of many off the top of my head. I'm sure that there are more, but they are rare. And media constantly shapes our views of the world. Why is that? Including outside social commentary about the fallout from actions protagonists take, or commentary driving them to action, seems sensible. I can see the lack of fanfare in a heroine's journey tale, at least some of the time, but both the heroine's and hero's journey are usually not small tales. Perhaps it's a lack on the author's part to account for outside perceptions and how these accounts further the actions of the players. Is it also possibly a factor that part of the point of fiction is to underline that, no matter what the journey, our mundane lives as readers can be just as epic to us as the lives of the characters we read, but usually fly under the radar of general social scrutiny?
That last is a really interesting observation. I think there's something to that. But I think the overriding reason is much simpler. As much as media shapes our views, it actually doesn't make much of a difference in our day-to-day lives unless we go down the rabbit hole and get obsessed with a cause. Say, for example, unless you get really heavily into gender politics, or you're in a social group that's really heavily into gender politics, whether you're talking about serious hardcore feminists or men's rights activists or whatever, the opinions of the greater society about gender roles will not play a conscious level, perceptible role in your relationship with your significant other. There are substrate layers where your internalization of roles and expectations from relationships that were modeled to you when you're younger are always at play, but they're not at the top level of your consciousness, and you're not aware of them unless they become a problem, either because you've gotten interested in gender roles as a phenomenon and you're noticing a mismatch between what you think should be and what you subconsciously expect will be, or you've got a values difference between yourself or in your relationship. That kind of stuff just doesn't play in any sort of top-level sense. And top-level is what drama is about. It's about the stuff that is driving you to take action now instead of tomorrow, or now instead of yesterday. And frankly, the news for most people is entertainment. It's not important. People think it's important because it's a great source of entertainment. But unless you live in a society or in a section of society that is under immediate political threat or immediate threat of foreign invasion or something like that, what's going on politically, what's going on in other parts of the world doesn't matter to you. It's just entertainment. It gives your life meaning, a feeling of meaning, to worry about things that are going on in countries halfway across the world, to feel upset about the poverty in Somalia or the war in Zimbabwe or the expropriation wars that are spooling up in South Africa right now, or the Yellow Vest protests in France, or the way that the Southeast Asian strategic situation is shaping up. But none of it really affects your life. I mean, if you live in Guam, North Korea having a medium-range nuke might be something to worry about. It's also a military base, so everyone around you will be deeply involved in what's going on. But hey, otherwise, it doesn't matter. The only reason that the media would matter to your characters is if they are engaged in something that becomes political. If it becomes political, then at some point, but it may be a point after the book ends, at some point your characters will have to reckon with the publicity fallout. If it's a smaller scale, like a village-level thing, well, you don't have the media, but in all cozies that I've ever read, And in books like The Scarlet Letter, the Neighborhood Gossip Network is the media, and they play a heavy role. If you're on a small scale like that, it's absolutely in play. It's just not, it doesn't look like the same thing. But sociologically speaking, it is. But when you're on a large scale, the media will only show up when the political fallout is part of the story, or when the broader world's reaction is an impedance to the main character. In Babylon 5, we saw ISN come up as the voice of the enemy. Every time ISN came in, it was from the very beginning where it wasn't a hit piece, all the way through to the end where it was chronicling their adventure. ISN was sort of the voice of the political class back on Earth. And because a big part of the story was the fight between Babylon 5 and the Earth regime, ISN was a stand-in for the Earth regime. It wasn't the only stand-in, but it was the most consistent, identifiable one, and it served sort of as your watermark to gauge where the relationship was. When you saw an ISN report, you would immediately get a sense of where the level of tension and conflict between Babylon 5 and EarthGov was, and how close they were to coming into a full shooting war, and how Earth was reacting to the shooting war as it was going on. Rita Skeeter was the same kind of stand-in for the Ministry of Magic and a proxy for the public's involvement in Voldemort's cause. So media in fiction serves as a voice of an unseen other character that is in opposition to your main character. And otherwise, it's not relevant, so it's only included for texture, if at all. It's a really good question, though. I appreciate it. Hopefully that helps. Thanks for sending it in, and I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.